Welcome to A Coffee with God. This is Bevan, and this is a daily devotion. Or you could look at it more like a daily activation of your faith. We're going to journey through the scriptures, and the whole point is for you and I to grow in our relationship with Jesus. We're going to see a daily rhythm of abiding in Him. I'm going to ask you to check out our website, www.co-church.org. You're going to find other material on there, and also it's a way for you to make contact with us. We would love to hear from you. So go check that out and let's listen to today's devotion. Today we are in Romans 2, and I'm just going to say straight up, this is a confronting chapter. Paul is speaking to a very specific group of people, although there are principles in this truth and challenge that are applicable to every single one of us. And I love that about the Bible. I love that I can open the Word of God and in one moment be highly encouraged, and then in the next moment also be challenged. I want to grow in my relationship with Jesus. I want to grow more into the likeness of Christ. And so there's going to be areas of my life, and no doubt areas of your life, where the odd challenge, for me it's more like the everyday challenge, is actually a great thing. It highlights, it corrects, and I'm grateful that the Word of God, through the writings here of Paul, speak truth. So have a read for yourself. I'm going to pick up in verse 23 of Romans chapter 2. You who boast in the law, do you dishonor God by breaking the law? Verse 24, as it is written, God's name is blasphemed among Gentiles because of you. So think about that statement right there. You who boast in the law, boast in the things of God, boast in your faith and following Jesus. Do you dishonor God by breaking or living contrary to what you speak? Because that's really what it's addressing. It's addressing hypocrisy. It's addressing a superficial facade of spiritual performance. And really, throughout the Word of God, what God is most interested in is a pure heart, a sincere faith, and a life that lives out His Word. Not a performance, not a surface level following. But that verse 24 really challenges me. You know, Paul is addressing those that would profess to have this belief in God, yet because of their lives, those that don't follow God, those who don't believe in God, would look at those who do and think, hang on a second, their lives do not align with what they speak. And so because of that, we'll speak against the God in which they believe. And so I bring that back down to my life personally. And I wonder, what are people who don't believe what I believe, who don't profess the faith that I profess, what are they saying about me? But more so, what are they saying about God because of me? I think it's important for us to carry the responsibility that we are ambassadors of Christ. That quite often we can take it too lightly. That others are looking to us to catch a glimpse of authenticity of faith. Now, I'm not suggesting that we are to be perfect living people. I'm not suggesting that we're going to get everything right all of the time. I'm not even suggesting that it's possible to do so in our own strength. But I am looking at this word and taking on the responsibility that my following of Jesus, it needs to be real. Otherwise, what's the point? And if anything, putting on a performance, saying one thing and then living another thing, is going to do more damage than good. I would know to be true that the more I abide in Jesus, in his love for me, in his grace, in his salvation, forgiveness, identity that I find in him, the more I abide, not the more that I do or say or perform, but the more that I abide, the more there will be Christ-like fruit in my life. And then hopefully the sincerity is one that others can look to and speak favorably of God. Speak of the goodness of God, the reality and love of God. I want to ask you to not be serious in your approach, in that we always have a frown on our face and, you know, we can't have fun and we can't laugh and live out our unique design and our personality, but to take seriously the representation. To know that God works in people, through people, to reach people. And when people look at our lives, may they not just hear good words, fancy talks, but may they see a life representing the grace of our God. Let's pray. Father, we offer our lives to you and we ask that you would search us and know us. Lord, that you would be our transformation, that Spirit of God, you would be our empowerment, that as we abide in you and you in us, we would bear fruit, fruit that is love and sincerity. And may others speak of you in such a way that glorifies you because of what they see in us. In Jesus' name, amen.